I'm David Ford. Dancing in a mountain meadow by an ancient river with the sounds of live world-class blues wafting all over you. That's the 12th annual New River Blues Festival this weekend in Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon, the music starts at 1, and it'll be performed live by another stellar lineup: Johnny Neal, Charlie Sayles and Tony Fazio, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, Boo Hanks, and the New River Blues Festival directors, Penny Queen Bees of Magny and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville. Together, they are the King Bees, and we're sampling from them right now.
Through the years, we've brought some of the most iconic Southern blues greats. The unfortunate part is these folks are passing. And so it's even more important that we promote them, we support them, expose them to folks who really need to hear and want to hear them, because unfortunately, over the last few years, we've lost about 7 of the artists that we have presented at our festival.
And it's the only opportunity for people in our region to see these artists, because a lot of these artists that we've presented in the past have worked, you know, pretty much exclusively, you know, the Southern African American Chitlin circuit, playing for all black audiences, and we've been fortunate enough to accompany them as the band on a lot of these shows, working in these major festivals with Clarence Carter and Theotis Ely and people like that. And this is a chance for people where we live to see them. And some of the artists that we are bringing this year are really elusive. For instance, Charlie Sayles, even though he's performed at the Smithsonian and worked with Pete Seeger, he's not someone that you just go out and see. He doesn't make a lot of festival appearances, so we're extremely happy and proud to be bringing him to New River Blues Festival this year. Fabulous harmonica player.
What do we know about Charlie?
We first met him probably 25 years ago at a festival when we were working with Chicago Bob Nelson, who is another great harmonica player who we've had at the festival and is one of our teachers. And we were really impressed with Charlie's originality. He is a unique artist. And talk about a really fascinating life.
He was a foster child. He was an orphan. Went through many foster homes. Went to Vietnam. Lost an eye. Was homeless for quite a long time. But always had his music. And so the Smithsonian kind of discovered him and brought him forward and hooked him up with Pete Seeger. So he's an elusive genius. He chooses his venues very carefully. Not many festivals are on his itinerary, so we're very proud that he agreed to come.
You can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man.
You all are lifting up not just the male blues artists in the world, but some of the great female artists as well, and Pat Mother Blues Cohen on the billboard on the what do you call that? On the
marquee.
Love that word. On the marquee this season. Tell us about Mother Blues.
Mother Blues was on the New Orleans blues scene for many decades. She was playing 6 nights a week. She was the divine blues mama of New Orleans. Then Katrina hit, and we know all the devastation to the culture and the music that was affected on New Orleans during that time. So she moved to North Carolina, and things really opened up for her. She's become international. She is able to embody the spirit of, say, like Bessie Smith, that classic blues, as well as Big Mama Thornton. So she covers a lot of bases. She's extremely exuberant, lots of showy attitude.
The entertainment angle is not missing.
Penny, Queen Bees of Magny, and Rob Hound Dog Baskerville, the King Bees. Together they direct the New River Blues Festival, bringing the luminaries and lifeblood of blues to the heart of rural Appalachia. New River Blues 2014 is this Sunday, August 31st, at the River House Inn in beautiful Grassy Creek, North Carolina, on the shores of the New River. Gates open at noon, with live music from 1 to 6, performed by Johnny Neal, Charlie Sayles, and Tony Fazio, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, Boo Hanks, and the King Bees. You'll find links to the complete performance lineup at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. It'll be 5 full hours of hot blues in the cool mountains with food provided by Farm to Flame Food Truck. Advance tickets are $17, $20 at the door. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.